Right, another big story this afternoon that's on your news radar. The suspended public protector, Busa Siwe Mkhwebane, says she has nothing against the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, and has denied she would go as far as to amend and misinterpret, perhaps, the executive code of ethics to get at him. Here's the big story. She's also told her parliamentary impeachment inquiry that it's untrue. She did not investigate him with an open mind. Now, this is a very interesting story because we've seen our suspended public protector with her back against the wall. And today, they've upped the ante a little bit. On the line is Eyewitness News reporter Lindsay Dentlinger, joining us from Parliament. Good afternoon, Lindsay. Now, Busa Siwe Mkhwebane saying the High Court found unfairly against her that she changed the wording of this, and it's very interesting, the Executive Code of Ethics to align with her findings against the President, Cyril Ramaphosa. I say it's interesting, but by just reading that, there's so much that can be read into it. And perhaps, I mean, what is her response?
Good afternoon, Ray. Well, she repeatedly said that she would never contemplate amending the words of this executive code of ethics to align with her findings against President Cyril Ramaphosa, and that she can't believe that a judge would find, in her words, quote, that she would be so dumb as to do so purely to get at the president. A short while ago, Ray, we are back at this issue of the Executive Code of Ethics and her legal representative, Darlene Porpoo, seeking to bring the Palapala matter onto the table, although he's been repeatedly reminded by the chairperson of this inquiry that that does not fall within the ambit of this particular inquiry. But the public protector, Busa Siwe Mkhwebane, and Darlene Porpoo, her lawyer, insisting that they're using it by way of example to show how they have gone about investigations that involve members of the executive, and more particularly, Ray, the president himself.
You see, that's the interesting thing. It's always gravitating towards Palapala. But what other sort of grounds of defence has she had? Because you've seen numerous court cases going, or findings going, against Busa Siwe Mkhwebane, and this matter is no different.
Ray, she's on more than one occasion taken a swipe at the media for, quote, magnifying the mistakes, she says. She says judges constantly get it wrong, their judgments get overturned in the higher courts, and that we should rather be focusing on the evidence that has been placed before her. And she says it's purely based on this evidence, Ray, the movement of money, she said, between accounts in the CR17 Basasa matter, that she was led to believe that there was a prima facie case for money laundering against the president to be investigated. And she, just after the lunch break, Ray, says she purely believes that the reason she's in this situation that she's in the witness seat before an impeachment inquiry is because she dared to investigate the president, not once, not twice, but three times. And she says this is the consequence, really, for daring to investigate a president. So she's firmly of the belief that she's been targeted, that she's been victimized, purely for doing her work.
It's interesting that you say that, Lindsay, because it's not only this matter, it's many other matters that have been overturned. She's seen also personal costs orders going against her. If you think about this whole entire hearing of what's been happening, surely she can't say it boils down just to the president.
No, but we're not seeming to get to those other cases quite yet, Ray. The ones that you mentioned, those are the SARS investigations and the ones involving Kevin Gordon and Ivan Pillay from SARS, where she has been found to have been misleading in the way that she investigated those claims. We seem to be stuck here in the CR17 Basasa matter, where she has repeatedly insisted that she was working on the evidence before her, that she had nothing against the president, and that she still believes that the courts got it wrong to find that she didn't investigate the president with an open mind, and that she was purely doing her job, going according to what the Executive Code of Ethics prescribes, and that all of this, as I say, is a consequence, the wrath, she says, the repercussions, those are the words she's used to describe why she is where she is, and that she says even though her predecessor, Thuli Madonsela, did face some of this kind of backlash. In the words of her legal representative, Dolly Mpofu, Ms. Madonsela got out just in time.
Now, hearing all of this, and the clock is ticking and so is the bill, because the Office of the Public Protector basically said we have no more money to pay. What are we looking at next? What are the timeframes?
Well, Ray, that money, as we understand, runs out on Friday. That's the end of the financial year. That's the amount of money that the Public Protector's Office has been allocated, extra money, really, from the Justice Minister. And there has been correspondence before this inquiry already warning that it won't be able to pay up after the end of this week. But today, at the onset of these proceedings, Dolly Mpofu, Busisiwe Mqhubane's lawyer, did indicate that there are some matters that he described of varying degrees of seriousness that he wants to discuss with the inquiry. But the chairperson has said to him, let's get on with the business of today. And possibly before the end of today's proceedings, however long those might still carry on for, the committee will then hear what he has to say. And I strongly suspect, Ray, the issue of the money is going to come up. We know that over 10 million rand has already been paid to Busisiwe Mqhubane's legal team, and that only took us up until October last year. So there are invoices outstanding, and it would appear not very much money left to pay them. So, Ray, we will have to wait another few hours before perhaps the inquiry will then take a listen to what the consequences of that might be.
It certainly is quite something. Eyewitness News reporter Lindsay Dentlinger on the line from Parliament. And this whole public protector matter has gone on and gone on and gone on. And we've heard damning evidence against the public protector. We've had Dolly Mpofu sticking up for her as well. The bottom line is, after all this money is spent, and her term runs out as well, by the way, well, by the time her term runs out, will she be impeached, or will they just let the clock sort of tick down? That's the other big question that comes up with this. What are your thoughts when it comes to the public protector and what you have heard? Is this just a massive, massive amount of money that has been wasted, I suppose, in that, you know, trying to impeach a public protector who 20 times over, she's lost so many different court cases. And let's think about it as well. The money that's gone into this now, into this hearing, at the end of this, will her term perhaps just be seen as a massive disaster that indeed cost us millions of rands? It's just gone 3:30.